I'm Jack Curtis. Grew up on a family farm here in West Branch, Michigan. We started out as a dairy, but the last, since 2000, we have been turned into a cash crop farm. We bale a lot of custom hay. We grow wheat, small grains, wheat, soys, corn, oats. Like I say, we do a lot of hay. Myself, that's the family farm. Myself, I've started up a field tile business, some field drainage. So we're a busy bunch of people around here. We have about four semis on the farm. We do custom harvesting, custom spraying, a little bit of everything. So,
as far as your family and the farm getting involved with wildfire relief efforts in other parts of the country, can you share a little bit more about how you heard more about what was going on in Texas and Kansas and through that region and really why you wanted to be involved?
Well, last Saturday I was sitting on my day off in my recliner and was scrolling through Facebook, and I seen what these guys were doing downstate from the Rand area. And I thought it was really neat what they were doing, what they were starting up to go out and help these people. Prior to that, I never even knew there was fires in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Colorado. So I got to look and investigating. And when I seen how drastic these fires were, me and my buddy Roy Smith, we were kind of hem-hawing. You know, we thought about taking the pickups and some gooseneck trailers out, just to, you know, contribute a little bit. Word of mouth and a Facebook comment that my mom had made on Facebook, and it's spurred into quite a community giving experience. Phone call after phone call, we're up to currently about 17 trucks going out there, and it's bound to change between here and next Friday.
As far as getting connected with different relief efforts, how did you find a place to take what's being headed off of your farm, and what's that process been like?
Well, Roy Smith, the one I mentioned, he did a lot of the research on where the product needed to be, what kind of product they needed. So we kind of just worked together. I, you know, he's been dealing with a lot of local farmers in his area, as well as, you know, just making phone calls. We have a group Facebook page now. It's called Ogama Wildfire Relief. And that's the way we communicate with some people out in Kansas, the area we're going, and with a lot of our local community, as far as, you know, they can contact us on there and let us know what they want to donate, whether it's cash, you know, fuel cards. They do care packages for the families out there. Whatever they're willing to put forth, we're going to try to find some way to get it out there.
As far as what has been donated or at least said to be donated so far, any idea of like a monetary value or what else you've collected so far?
We haven't put a value to the collections as of yet. Next Tuesday we plan on going around to the collection sites, gathering up what we have, sitting down and having a meeting with a few of us and determine if we have enough to cover the fuel for the trucks, how much more we're looking to get, and if we have extra, what we plan on doing with it, which as of right now sounds like we're going to take the money out there, either deposit it in an account. They have some type of a relief fund out there for Ashland County, or Ashland, Kansas. So we're going to either, you know, give it directly to them, or if they want us to put it towards fencing or something else they need while we're out there, we're more than happy to do that.
As far as what the cost of transporting those semi-loads of hay, do you have an idea how much that might cost?
Well, of course, it depends on which truck and how heavy it is. I have a rough figure of $1,100 to $1,200 per semi going out there, and that's just a rough figure. To get out there, and some of these trucks, of course, they do not have sleepers. The beds in the truck are just single day cabs. So that price includes, you know, we got to stay in a motel for a couple nights. So it's just kind of, that's kind of a number I threw together to get truck and the drivers out there with a little bit of rest.
As far as some of the communications with Kansas, what have you learned through that process, or maybe thoughts that you've had thinking about those that might be affected?
Well, as far as communication out there, like I said, it's just been Facebook for me, and it just they can't believe what we're doing to help them out. It's very humbling to see the support we have from our local community to get these materials out there.
And any other thoughts, Jack, you might have, as a reflection of this process and what you might think next time you see someone in agriculture or another type of disaster like this?
Well, if something like this ever happens again, I hope I'm in a situation to be able to help. That's just our mentality in the farming industry. When a fellow farmer needs help, that's, if we're able to help, we're going to help.